All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions, probably my favorite ever because every fucking accent I ever do on this goddamn show comes from the same one that y'all were at. This is Wheezy, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet Stein, a.k.a. Dead Bitch.
And we are joined by, what do you have any AKAs, Blake?
Just Hollow Brooks.
No AK.
Hollow Brooks?
Yeah, just Hollow Brooks for me.
No AKAs. So we're here with Blake and Jazz off one of my favorite things ever. You guys can Google it. Google Hollow Brooks. Google, mm-hmm. Google Jake and Blake and Jazz. Jake and Blake.
I've never said it like this. Jake and Blake.
Yo, I'm telling you right now.
Jazz and Blake.
I'm that excited. I feel like we could have Beyonce or someone from. Like, that's how excited I am about having y'all on.
Cool. Okay? We're glad to be on.
Anyway. Let's talk about quarantine really quick with you guys. Everybody knows that me and Mandy have been going through it. I'm stuck in the house with my boyfriend. Mandy's been months and weeks without dick. What about you guys? How's your quarantine going?
The quarantine's cool. It's just, you know, we try to avoid going out as much as possible. Yeah. And then, you know, just we've just been here together. We got a cat recently. We've been cooking more.
You're cooking?
Yeah, just little.
Jazz, are you using more than salt and pepper in the new cooking or what?
Yeah, of course.
I use you as the excuse all the time. I'm like, you see, I'm not that cute, but I put more than salt and pepper in my food. It's like pretty girls come with a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all they use.
Yeah.
Now. Have you guys gotten in a fight yet? Your first quarantine fight?
Huh?
Quarantine fight? Yeah, I think so. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
About what?
Well, it's just like, it wasn't so much a fight, it was just like her mistake, you know? Like, my turtle almost died. Like, and it's not funny, but like, yo.
My
turtle almost died and she almost killed him, man. And gosh, you
I
know?
Didn't mean to.
How you almost kill something that's in the house with you that you don't leave?
That's the part. That's why I kind of got upset, you know? And, like, I've explained to her, like, you know, because I've had it for 18 years, you know?
I never leave with any water animals, so I don't know anything about them. So.
Yeah, and I just made it real simple, you know, just pretty much their water is like our air. If anything goes in there, it's messed up.
But they don't breathe the air. So
but still, so...
So what y'all gonna do about this cat, Mandy? You forget to.
But
feed
other than
cat
no, the cat is cool. The cat is cool. She's fine with.
Yeah, the cat is.
Yeah, the cat is cool. She just accidentally, you know, she put some soap in there, you know, like, and she didn't like. Boosh. It's just she was cleaning around it, and it got in there, and like my turtle was jacked, but I wasn't home. But when I come home, my turtle's just trying to keep his head above water, like, I'm like, what the hell? And then when it goes under, his eyes are closed, or, yeah, it was all bad.
I think I told this story once before on the podcast, so I only had a turtle for like 3 hours. So my cousin goes to pick me up this turtle. I think it was like a PetSmart, and we're in the back of the car with the turtle. Mm. And I guess he slammed on the brakes, so the water comes out of the cage.
Oh, no.
So he's like, oh, my God. Now, he's visiting, and we're in my mom's car. So he grabs a bottle of water and pours it into the turtle thing. And the turtle starts freaking out, and it's, like, going crazy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Well, my mom hides vodka in water bottles.
Oh.
The turtle got fucked up, like, literally. So soap was probably better, like, than what I had going on, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Well, we're happy to see you guys together. I know this episode is more about, you know, just Blake, and we want to talk about interracial dating, but I just want to do a few icebreakers with you guys because it makes me really happy to just see you guys together and smiling and happy. I think that's all great because I just feel like TV ruins everybody, and it's nice to see you guys.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mandy, you want to start with the first one?
You can go ahead. Go ahead and ask the questions.
So who is the horniest out of the two of you? We don't need the paper. I want you guys to just point. If it's you, point at yourself. And if it's your partner, point at your partner.
That's easy.
I guess, yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I guess. See, yeah, I guess with the question, can you guys just say who you guys think is the person for the first question, maybe even at the same time if you have to. Because so some of the people listen to us without the visuals. Okay. So while it looks great at you guys pointing each other, I want to be sure that everyone listening audibly can join in on the game.
Now, so you guys both pointed at Jasmine. The fuck? I didn't see that coming.
What? The answer? Jasmine?
Yeah, for sure.
No, but the only reason why I side with her, because I know she was going to go say no, but the thing is, the reason why I pointed to her and she's going to say her is because it's just the times she wants it, you know, like I'll be cooking up in the studio or doing something and that's when she'll want it, you know, but like.
We like watching y'all work.
But she's not even in here watching me. It's like I come out for 2 seconds and then bam, you know, and it's like I'm in the middle of stuff or.
No, but I want it anytime. I want it like 3 times
today. But like, I'm a night person. So like I'll come at her at night and then she's already asleep by midnight.
Yeah, but then you're going to
wait. 3 times a day? Have you guys had sex?
Yeah.
I would like to have like twice a day.
Yeah, we've done that before, of course.
Like morning and evening.
Since quarantine?
Think so, yeah. Not like every single day. But yeah.
This is, well, we see why you got a K-1 visa, sis. Because there's no way my man would move me anywhere. But I get it now.
Yeah, no.
Wait.
I don't know. And then,
So,
Jazz, where are you from?
Finland,
okay. And you've been in America for how long?
Like 9 months now, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you enjoying? You're enjoying yourself?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mandy, Jazz has her sister, luckily, in the same city, which is really nice because I know it could feel so alienating to like move for somebody and like not have anybody around you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't imagine like being in a new place and not having somebody. Okay. So we know you're the horniest. who has been the one who has showered the least during the quarantine?
Showered least? Blake.
Showered
me,
the least.
Say me.
Oh my God. I take 2 showers a day and I don't know when you shower a few times a week.
No. Okay.
She said a few times a week.
No, she is lying.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, because she just likes to be extra. She's like, I do mine twice a day. But, like, I do mine, like, late night, and she's knocked down. Like, I'll go.
Now you're saying you shower.
That's just how she is, and she doesn't see it. So she's just like, no, you don't do it, you know, but. Oh, I know sometimes, like, usually I would go back to, like, when I was working, like, going to work at the hotel that I work at. Okay, back to back. Of course, obviously, she's a CZ, but, like, yeah, a day has gone by when I've just been at the house. Mm-hmm. She'll be on my case about it, act like it's been a whole week or something.
I mean, you know what? Shout out to Jazz, because at least she still wants to sleep with you, even though we know your showers are suspect.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Jazz, okay. I would not blame you if you do not want to eat ass. You know, I need a shower twice a day if I'm eating your ass. Okay?
Well,
don't kiss me.
Well, obviously, if we were doing like, you know, stuff with that, then yeah, I have respect for her. You know what I mean? You know.
So
respect for yourself. Yeah. Have respect for yourself.
Get some of that turtle soap while you.
Oh no.
It.
No more.
Okay. Out of the two of you, who is the kinkiest?
Me.
Yeah, you. Maybe. Blake.
Yeah, me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I'm down to do anything.
Why would you say that? What's...
But you usually like...
But he got to say it.
Okay, because before... The reason why I say me is because before when we first met, you know, like... When we first met, she was kind of shy, you know? So I had to open her up a little bit about it and here and there. And then... And then that's when it became about, because at the beginning I was more horny, you know what I mean? But now that we're here and we're together and doing everything, okay, now she's on it. And it's just like, you know, so that's why I'll say I'm more kinky.
I can see it taking a while for a woman to open up, specifically like being freaky or too kinky early, and even showing how much she wants sex. So I could see like, you know, it taking her a little bit to open up to showing you her kinky ways.
Yeah, and we've known each other for like
kinkier is an American thing?
Oh, no, I don't think it's an American thing. I think it's just a personal thing, like being kinky and stuff.
Yeah, no.
I think it's just a personal thing. But it's just, you know, we've known each other for 3 years and, you know, so, and she's been, out here before, so it's not like she hasn't like experienced or seen like wild stuff out here, because you can come to LA and you'll see some stuff, you know what I mean? So, but I think as far as her doing it, it's not until like
now I'm down to do.
Yeah, see, I think she got it from me.
Jazz, I'm curious to know. So I have one last question before, you know, you go back and Blake is Hollow Brooks. But I'm curious to know, have you ever been with a black guy before? And when you were in Finland, were your friends like, oh, my God, like it's an American black guy? Or they were like surprised, or how did they feel about you dating? Yeah, a black guy.
I don't think they care about are you black? Are you Asian? Are you white? Are you whatever? Like, they just see him as Blake. So, and they love him. It wasn't like thing. They didn't ask like or say anything about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have black people too, because of course.
But like, I feel like the at least here, right, in the States, and I've talked about this a lot. I feel like my European friends sometimes are jaded with this, but like, I feel like in the States, a lot of white women are like, "Oh my god, black guys, big dick, blah blah blah." Did your friends say that shit to you?
No, they didn't say that. We don't. No. No.
No, so they just were like, oh my god, this is normal.
No, they just say that.
Oh, I don't think about me, but I don't. Never mind. Go ahead. It's a question.
Yeah, no.
What, had you dated a black guy before? No. Really? Where'd you guys meet?
Where?
Yeah.
You met out here.
Yeah, but like,
shut up.
Yeah, but.
And she was like, well, maybe.
But this is, you know, damn, I don't even know if I could.
Huh?
Go apart. This is like when she was out here visiting, you know, vacation with her family.
We didn't meet.
Exactly.
Like, we were just talking.
We were just talking then. We didn't see each other. We didn't physically see each other. So we were still talking.
That's dope.
And then we finally physically seen each other.
In Finland.
In Finland. I flew out there after talking to her for like almost close to a year.
Yeah. Did it live up to the hype, to the stigma?
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, why do you think I'm in here asking for it 2-3 times a day? Oh, that is so sweet. You guys are so cute. Thanks for coming and joining us, Jess. I appreciate it. Okay, Blake.
Anymore?
So I want you to jump in with us on this one.
Anymore?
We're getting into our.
You guys need any more?
Oh no, we're good to go. We're good.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys. Okay, cool. Okay. All right.
Do you need this?
No. Oh yeah, I need it. I'll just move this over here. So, he's in the closet. I know he is. If you want to open that door, you can do it. Sorry, she's gonna get the cat out the thing. So just don't worry about her.
Yeah, okay, cool. I have to put my cat in another room because he likes to attack my feet. So when I'm recording, he just constantly attacks my ankles. So I'm like, okay, Bodhi, you have to go in the other room while I'm recording.
Mm-hmm. You
imagine if we had jobs like on CNN with the cats or the people coming in the middle of like a live stream?
Right.
Oh, you have an orange cat just like Bodhi.
Yeah, like, well, he's trying to hold the mic. He's trying to spit. He's trying to spit.
Yo.
Trying to spit on the mic.
This is so cute.
I love it.
There you go, second.
I actually really can't stand cats, but that like seeing him now is making me like.
Close it. Yeah, he's a cool cat. We he's 8 months now, and I'm glad we got him. He's cool.
Well, you're not a cat lady, Mandy, because if a couple got one during quarantine, then it lets you know we need somebody else to break up the energy.
I'm comfortable with my little Cody. He's been everything I've needed during this time, and. I've actually refrained from having anyone in my house for like the last 2 months. So it's just been me and him.
Cool.
So we're going to get into our segment, Vanilla Shit, which is when we talk about sex in the news. And a lot of you guys have been hearing about abortions and seeing jokes about Planned Parenthood being closed. And it's actually real in some places. So the U.S., you know, it mainly remains on lockdown. But there are a few places that aren't allowing abortions right now. Does anyone have a guess? One state. Just give me a guess.
That's not having it?
Go red. Go
red. I was going to say, I don't know, maybe Texas? I love it.
Texas, maybe.
I can't guess because I have the article open in front of me. But
so the states are including.
Texas was
okay, okay.
Yeah.
Alabama.
I was going to say Alabama.
Iowa, Louisiana. Yep. Louisiana, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas. They are all attempting to restrict access, where that, and what that means is there are some places that are open, but mainly no. Abortions in Texas were actually completely cut out and banned as far as last week. Federal appeals in court were ruled on Monday, where now they're letting abortion services be done at home, so the abortion pill. But most women have been driving to get them or trying to do them at home and having unsafe abortions. And the Washington Post said it's the most extreme shutdown of abortion ever, besides 1973 Roe versus Wade. So, I mean, yeah, I saw a tweet and I was making a joke about it, how this girl said Planned Parenthood needs to open up, this motherfucker growing. But she ain't lying. So
I would say we've been in quarantine for 2 months.
Yeah.
I would say this time, more than any time, is the time to be practicing safe sex. If who you're having sex with, you don't want to have a baby with specifically. So, I mean, of course, I've been getting on my friends for having casual sex during this time. But more than anything, I think it's our responsibility more than anything to take control of our health and use condoms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, definitely, you know, probably birth control isn't an option right now to get on or start.
But I think condoms is the thing too, though. If you think about it, it's access. Like, my bodega is closed. I live in the Lower East Side. It's a crazy busy neighborhood. My bodega is closed.
I mean, we live in the most, you know, probably we are in the epicenter. And yes, I did have to wait 40 minutes to get into Walgreens, but I got into Walgreens. So I still think I stood in line for 40 minutes. So, I mean, to me, it's just, okay, take the precautions, wait your ass in line. They're around. Target's still open. A lot of stores are open. Is it going to take you longer to get into it? Yes. Are they only allowing a certain amount of people in at a time? Yes. But me being, you know, talking to my friends in other states, they're not witnessing the 40 minute wait to get into a grocery store or things in other parts of the country like we are. So, I mean, still, there's access to condoms. And so, like I said, yes, abortion, if that is the last result, it's unfortunate that some of these states are using this as a time, you know, to make, you know, to make it legal or illegal and lawsuits regarding it. But it definitely, this is a time not to be having irresponsible, unprotected sex, I would say, for sure, too.
I mean, it's just hard right now because, like, when I mention access, you know, of course we all want to use condoms and stuff like that. I think it's just, it's hard because it may fall on deaf ears. And unfortunately, there's going to be somebody who fucks and it's going to be midnight and they're going to be like, well, I mean, I'm scared to leave the house. And I want you guys to just really keep in mind that if you are in one of those states and you do happen to be one of those people, your access is fucked. I mean, even getting STD testing right now, you know what I'm saying? It's not safe for us to really go into a city MD or an urgent care. Mm-hmm. Just like keep in mind that, order your condoms ahead of time, dog. Mm-hmm. If we have an ad this week that promos condoms, goddamn, it'll be the best ad we ever sold because everything is coming to my door. Food is coming to my door. Dick comes to my door. Everything is delivered. Shit. Anyway, speaking of dick, we're going to get into the hors d'oeuvre, which is our sex tip of the week. So mine is erotica. I feel like I've been reading more lately. I mean, who isn't? Because we have all this fucking time. But I was doing the bonus episode with Cocktails last week, and Kiki said to me, like, what would be your sexting tip? And I told her something about sending a sexy picture, but I think it'd be dope to send a sexy piece of literature and, like, take a picture of the page, tell the person it made you think about it, and, like, I mean, I don't know. We just got to get creative. I don't know what else to do. The nigga done seen pictures of my pussy a million times, so I feel like we're running out of shit to do, and I feel like erotica would be it. Besides Zane, I don't know if I know any other erotica, but I guess this is the time to Google it. Do you guys know anything else besides Zane? Just a soldier?
There's someone, Jerome Dickens, I believe his name is, or Dickinson. Oh, God. See, I think a lot of the erotica that I used to read had a lot of crime in it as well. Normally drug dealers and love triangles and all of that.
Because it's the best one.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm even looking on my shelf. I don't think I have many sex erotica. I guess so. Something that I did yesterday, I was talking on the phone with, I'll call him a friend. He was a friend of mine. He's actually the only person that I want to have sex with right now and even immediately after quarantine. But I'm struggling with wanting to fuck him and staying abstinent. But we were actually on the phone for damn near an hour. And after we like just talked about just our lives and just a lot of different things, we actually shared, I had him share his wildest sex night. And so he started off with him going to dinner and the friends involved. And it was pretty intense. So even just listening to him retell the story, I could tell it was like triggering.
It's like phone sex.
But yeah, it was like him reminiscing on even that night. So it was exciting to even just hear him blush as he was telling the story about how it happened. And so that was fun just to hear about.
This sounds like some jail shit. Like, you know, when you're talking to a nigga in jail and you gotta like really describe shit. That's what we doing right now.
Yeah, I liked it. It was dope.
When you were doing long distance stuff with Jazz, Blake, what stuff kept it like? I mean, that's technically quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, what did you guys do to keep it spicy?
Well, yeah, it's 2020 now, so, you know, we have the technology. We can see each other FaceTime just like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, but when we, you know, first started talking, it wasn't like that off the bat. So, you know, we did talk amongst ourselves, like obviously texting, you know, or sexting. And then it got to, then she opened up a little bit more. And then, like, I've seen stuff when we, you know, when we're FaceTiming or Skyping or whatever you use.
I to this day, I cannot like have FaceTime sex. I try, but then I start feeling
yeah,
dumb. Like if I come first, I'm like, okay.
Exactly. It is kind of weird. Okay. It is kind of weird, but like, you know, because it is after a while we did it, we kind of just like stopped. And because we were just like, fuck it, I'm coming out there anyway. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it was like we were talking for like close to a year before I actually came out there. So the time like that I've, you know, seen each other on FaceTime or actually like done stuff on FaceTime like that, I don't know, probably like 10 times or so. 10, 15 times. Because like you said, it kind of feels weird.
I'm curious afterwards. Know, how do you guys feel about showing like, okay, like I get sexy pictures, yeah. Right? But I used to say, and this was like kind of a lie, like I would change my mind for certain people. But I would always say like, well, I don't want to show like my pussy or show this much until you see me for the first time naked. What do you guys think about that? Being naked and pictured, like, what do you think? Would you prefer someone to see you naked in person first?
For me, yeah. Like for me, yeah. Cause it's just like, I think, well, yeah, for me, yeah. I think just because it's like guys, I'm sure girls get fucking a million fucking dick pics. You know what I mean? So like, you know what I mean? Right. So it all looks the same as like, okay, anybody can Photoshop it or make it like this. So me personally, like I have to see, you know, like, okay, a photo can look cool. Yeah, a photo can look cool. But like I said, we're in 2020. You can make anything look cool. So it's just
facts.
At this point, I have to see. So that's why with me and Jazzy.
I ain't gonna front. I almost like Photoshopped a nude. Like a few months back.
See?
I was like, damn, because my FUPA was just pushing through and I was like, fuck it, he ain't gonna know. Like who would really Photoshop a nude? Like who would go that far? So I was like, fuck it, I guess he won't know. What do you think? Do you feel like you try to hold out the nudes until you've already seen him first?
No. I've mentioned how like I don't mind talking about sex to somebody, but I'm not sending nudes to someone that I haven't really been with yet or someone that I don't trust.
That makes
I agree.
That's a big thing with me now. I mean, I'm a savage though. I mean, I will get on, you know, Snapchat and I do send things over Snap, but I'm not really sending nudes. I don't even have nudes. Like you gonna get these same pictures that I post on Instagram. Maybe, I mean, I do end up taking like 20 pictures before I post on Instagram. So maybe
so
you could
get
the one
two out of
you could get the. You could get the one that maybe didn't make it, but it's in the same, you know,
be
time.
Like, is this the same picture? Nah, look at my toes.
No, yeah, look, my hip is poked out more in the picture I sent you. That's not the one I posted. Like, I don't know. I'm not really into, like, sending pictures for real. I mean, one thing that the guys that I talk to, like, and they know I don't really send pictures or do that. So I'll be like, well, I'm getting in the shower And so what I'll do is I'll call them, I'll like Snapchat audio, like FaceTime them, and I'll get on FaceTime when I get out the shower. So you get to see me out the shower. Okay. That's about it. One of my guys got lucky and FaceTimed me while I was in the shower. So he got to watch me shower.
You answered. Yeah, I was about to say
Yeah, of course. I mean, I answered. So he got lucky. But I ain't just out here just like sending news. And
what you was about to do? You was about to start up here? And then he was like.
Nah, I mean, like, even right now, like, I can't see you. So, like, the whole sending nudes, mind you, I'm on Twitter a lot. So, nigga, I see dicks and people having sex and all that crazy shit on Twitter all day long. I don't care to see a nigga that I can't see. I don't care about his dick. I don't know. I don't think you can knock that.
That makes sense. You can't knock that because that's true. You can't knock that.
Yeah.
How many times am I gonna say I can't wait to see you? Like, fuck. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Nigga, we don't even know when the stay at home order gonna be lifted. We got another at least 3 weeks. I'm not gonna tease myself. I know what your dick looks like.
Man, we know we're here till June.
Let me know when flights are available. Okay, bro. Shit.
I saw Wisconsin extended till May 30th, I was like, "There's no way New York is getting out of this by the end of May. There's no way. Like, we gonna be in this motherfucking.
Wait, where are you? Where are you?
We're both in New York.
I thought you guys were out here for some reason.
I mean, but even you being in LA, I have a ton of friends. The nigga whose dick I want right now is in LA. So I'm like, even when we were talking, I was like, oh, you're so far. Like you're not even close enough to where I would be like, okay, let me hop in a car and drive to you, because that's not an option. But yo, I know that your private plane order is
so
May
15th. If he was,
let me tell
if
you, they, if, them shits going in style.
If he was.
Not even the private planes, they're sending people back. Who was it? There was a celebrity most recently that thought that he could just hop on his private plane and go to an island or something, and they sent him back. They gassed up when they got there and was like, sorry, specifically Americans, they're not letting us land in different places. So
no,
even
I'm talking
if you have
about
a private
LA.
Jet,
you said what?
What about it?
So there's, do you guys remember like the Kim Kardashian JetSmart, and people could do this annual membership service to be on like a private plane and then you could ride with other people? Well, now all them people are like jumping on them shits to go to their summer homes, Montana, Wisconsin, all that shit. Like, private planes are being flown now more than ever. They talk about like how those airports are completely congested. I mean, with people, like the smaller hubs, way more busy. It's like 10 times the volume or some shit. So it's
must be nice for the privileged. Not all of it. Right. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about these hoes taking private planes. I ain't on no private plane. I don't give a fuck. I'm stuck in New York.
But I'm just assuming yo niggas rich.
Yeah, but I'm still not going to an airport where I may have to share with people. Like, even though my niggas are rich, like, being just put on a private plane, like, my homegirl works for Floyd Mayweather. He's not flying his bitches on a private plane. Like, niggas aren't just sending PJs to send their work to come.
I'm just trying to be hopeful and fulfill this quarantine fantasy. Okay?
That is not what's going on out here. Niggas ain't sending bitches on private planes. Pussy is not
so
being put on
private
planes.
So the guy that's out here, and if you can meet up with him, would you still take the precautions, have the mask on, and keep your gloves?
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I've been offered to be flown out to other cities, especially like or guys flying to here. Like, they lifted some shit in Texas. So one of my little work down there hit me and like, well, they lifted shit up so I don't have to worry about quarantining when I get back. And I was like, nah, nigga, I'm good. But not like, especially because like, flying in or flying out of New York, you're going through one of the busiest airports in, you know what I mean? Whether it's JFK, whether it's LaGuardia, Newark. I mean, at the end of the day, we are in the epicenter where there's the most cases. So you're taking the risk going through that. And then when you land, you got to hop in an Uber. Like, to me, you're still exposing yourself to hundreds of people just by taking a flight.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's, I don't know.
How much is dick worth?
Dick ain't worth shit. That's why I'm 2 months in. I ain't even had a local nigga come through. Like,
so even if he was right down the street, you wouldn't go? or he can't come over.
Now
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If he was here, would you keep the gloves on and the mask and everything?
People always got the exception.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I also just said too, like, you know, if he was even in driving distance. I had considered driving 3 hours for dick when all of this started.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, no, it's not. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
what else are we going to do during the days?
I'm not even going to hold you. I was considering getting a rental car and going on a road trip with Bodie just so that I could see the countryside. Like, a bitch is bored. And then that's the thing, like, for anyone listening, it's even harder for, like, so myself, I don't have roommates, I don't have family here, I don't have a nigga that I'm fucking, but also, I don't have a balcony, I don't have a backyard. I mean, shit, as soon as I leave my building, I'm exposed to, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 people. Like I told y'all, I waited in line 40 minutes just to get into Walgreens, which is my local Walgreens. So, like, I mean, I'm literally staying inside.
I mean, honestly, I think when people get it at this point, I really believe it's the grocery stores. If nothing else is open and we keep getting exposed, I mean, how else could it not be the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
I just have an impromptu thing I want to. It's the grocery store. I have an impromptu thing I want to spring on you guys. So, Blake, every episode we do a home mail, but Mandy just made me think of it because she mentioned the word roommate. So, one of my good friends, I'm going to send this clip to him because he called me yesterday for advice, lives with this chick. Not attracted to her, or said he really wasn't until.
Until.
So they've been quarantining. He's been sleeping with someone else, but they kind of stopped. And the girl was basically like, listen, we live in the same house. We're quarantining. Like, you're making me really uncomfortable even just going out and hugging her and going on walks with her. And he's like, I totally understand. I'll respect the boundary. So they get high. They're chilling, watching TV, he says, which they always do. And she says, how would you feel about physical intimacy? He said that he never thought about having sex with her before. Never crossed his mind. He's like, suddenly I notice her ass. Like, now I'm starting to, like, think about it. And he's like, and I don't know how long we'll be in this situation. She technically is the safest person I could have sex with. Should I do it? So I initially said no. Until.
Hell no.
He was like, I mean, what if we set ground rules like we can't do it in a common area?
No.
Is there any world that could exist where they could have sex? Because I'm sure this is happening to other people.
Is there any world that they could have sex and then what?
Like in the world, like, is there a world, like a space where it could work? What would they have to do? What boundaries would they need for it to
okay,
work?
But when do you?
No, it's not. I mean, you have to see her every day. If you have your partners coming over, or she has her partners coming over,
it eventually will
become awkward or weird. Also, if you start to really like someone, and then the conversation does come up that, yeah, me and my roommate fucked just once, it still becomes awkward. So the same way, I don't recommend that anyone have sex with their boss or coworkers. I don't believe you should shit where you eat or shit where you sleep or any of that shit. So I don't know. I don't think that that's okay. I think that the fact that he's even considering it now, no, it's just no.
I mean,
nope.
What do you think, Blake?
If he doesn't see himself with being with the roommate, if he doesn't see himself being with her, then no. But if he does see himself being with her, and he really wants to try that, and he really wants to risk it.
Yo, I think he's going crazy. You know what I mean? So now, here's how he started to sell me, right? Because immediately, I'm like, hell no, right? But then he was like, yo, it's already awkward. Because now, she brought it up. He's like, so I'm...
It's not awkward. You could...
You didn't fuck her yet.
But what did he say? What did he say?
What was the answer?
What did he say to her?
Oh, he told her no. He said, I'm cool with, like, cuddling and stuff like that, but, like, I just think that's too far. He said he told her no, and she was like, all right, cool. And he said she went to bed. He said, but now he's been thinking about this shit like crazy. And he's like, yo. He's like, it's not awkward, which shows that we can overcome the shit. And I'm like, bro.
No. I mean, because you haven't done it yet. You don't know the awkwardness of something. That's just him
trying to get something he ain't never had before.
And that's the thing. Like, And that's the thing, like, if a woman offers you pussy, yeah, any nigga might start second guessing, like, damn, well, if it's there, why not? But nah, it's not worth it, not when you live with the person.
Well, speaking of her, she also too, Blake, was a Caucasian woman. And today's episode, I want to talk about interracial relationships a lot, because, you know, so I really wanted, to be honest with you, I've been wanting to have a black girl that dates white boys on the show, because other than me, I feel like I meet them once in a blue and it's like, oh, I found one. But it's more common that we see black men with white women, and I feel like a lot of black men get berated online for it. I've made my jokes about it, specifically, of course, athletes that end up with white women, shit like that. I want to know,
not
like,
even athletes. I mean, we've had the conversation, and Blake, I want you to know, this is a. I mean, but it's down to the common people. You've said often that you kind of look at a black man with a white woman in a judgy way, and we've had this conversation because Blake, my mom is white and my dad is black, and so I've always been like, well, why would you look at it different? Mind you, both Weezy and I are biracial, so I want to let you know that. Like, my mom is white, my dad is black, and Weezy is on the other spectrum where her dad is white, her mom is black. And so, I mean, I don't like the idea that, you know, there's any sort of weird looks at someone for dating someone that's not their race. Specifically, because that's how I was raised. But I mean, but I'm saying from my experience, and that's what I don't like. Like, the idea that people would, you know, look at me and my sisters with my white mom and ask if, you know, she was babysitting us. Or knowing that my mom went through a lot of our family disowning us because we were part black. So the idea that there's any issue with interracial dating, knowing that, I mean, shit, we're a melting pot in America. And of course, Jazz is not American, but I'm curious to talk to you about just your experience with interracial dating and how dating a white woman has been with your family. For sure, and bringing her home, and also your friends. So I'm interested to hear all of the questions that we have lined up, and
was she your first white girl?
No, so that the whole interracial dating thing, like, that's nothing new. You know, that's nothing new. With me, and I'm not saying like, oh yeah, that's I only date white women, blah blah blah. No, it has to do with where I grew up. I was born in Inglewood. In LA, I moved to the Valley when I was like 8, and I moved to Calabasas. I live literally like right behind Calabasas High.
Oh, nigga, you had money.
Calabasas.
Nigga, you was rich.
I'm about to send Kodak Black. I used to be your product, baby. Now I'm in Calabasas.
Straight up, so
Inglewood to Calabasas.
Yeah. So I was born in '89, and you know my parents are doing their thing. You know, so I lived out there, and I have two older brothers. My oldest brother he went to Inglewood High, but the one that's older than me, he lives in New York now. He went to Calabasas High, and I went to Calabasas High too. And now, yeah, there's more black people there. But back then, like, he graduated in 2000. I graduated in 2007. So even back then, like, we were there. And I wouldn't say it's rare. But, like, yeah, we're there. And around us is, you know, it's white people. And there's other type of people there, too. But mainly, you know, white people that are there. And so I think, like, the first time I had, like a white girlfriend, I think it was, like, middle school. And I guess that's like one you can call like real, because it was more than like a couple months. But one that I actually got serious with and then brought home and like met my mom and my parents and everything. Like, I was in high school, and you know, they were fine with it. It's not like, you know, they had a problem with it. The ones that I've dated, like, their parents who never really had a problem with it. I haven't, you know, I'm blessed to not have to experience that. But in the outside world, yeah, I've experienced shit, like, with cops, and I can write a fucking book about dumb shit, you know, like, not dumb shit, like, dumb shit that has happened to me, you know, like, for quick example, like, there was this one chick I was seeing, and yeah, she was white, and I was driving, and on PCH, and I'm driving back, and then I get pulled over right before I get into Topanga Canyon to head back towards, you know, Calabasas, and cop pulls me over, and he separates both of us, and he starts asking me questions. And you know, he's asking her, like, if she's okay, if, like, if we're seeing each other and this and this and that. If he's, like, she told me that, like, if she's been held for some reason, if something went wrong, and he's asking me, like, where I'm going, like, who she is, how do we know each other, where do I get my car, this and this and that, you know, and that's just a mild story. Like, I have stories, but that's just a mild thing, you know what I mean? So...
How about, besides, like...
But as far as, like, my parents and...
I feel like that'll...
Other people, like, we get looks. You know, I've got... people are always going to look, you know, depending on the area that you're in, you know? But as far as, like, parents and the other person's parents, like, having a problem with me, I haven't really seen that and experienced that.
Do you think that, like... I don't know. I guess because you've had experience. Do you have a type?
No, I wouldn't say I have a type. Like,
I would say, I'm not gonna lie, with listening to you though, you know, bringing up that you were, you know, in Calabasas, and so I'm sure you're kind of a product of your environment, which is something we like to use a lot for people like me. The schools that I went to were majority Black almost my entire life, which is probably why I've never had, you know, any sort of crush or interaction or relationship with a white man, because that wasn't what I grew up around. I always grew up around, you know,
exactly,
Black people. That was my, that was my environment. Exactly. That was my family, because I didn't even hang, you know, I didn't even hang around my white side that much, because like I said, my mom's family didn't really, you know, partake in our upbringing. So to me, I would say my type or the people I date is kind of just a product of my environment, where it makes sense, where you don't kind of see it as I'm dating white girls and not Black girls. I think my question to you is, which is, I think when we sense the issue of interracial dating, where a Black man goes after a white woman, is when they undermine why they don't like Black women. Now, so my question to you is, have you dated a Black woman?
Yes, I have. It's funny, before me and Jasmine had, you know, before me and Jasmine were talking, before we had met, I actually was dating one in, like, for a year and a half, you know, and it's not the first time, you know, and time, so I'm trying to remember the questions, you know, asking, like, oh, how about your family and friends and stuff? And they didn't think it was weird, even though that, like, they didn't see it. Common. And I'm not saying
that's interesting that right before you dated her, you dated a Black woman. Did you have any reaction, like, from your ex, where it was like, okay, well, you married her, but not me, or any feelings from the Black women you've dated where they felt like,
not just from, like, because, like I said, it wasn't just one, you know, or two. But the one, like, right before, which is the one I'm talking about, she obviously has something to say, and that doesn't have anything to do with her being white or Black or whatever, you know what I mean? That has just to do, I guess, with the timing of things. But, you know, things weren't working out between me and her, and everything's cool, you know, and it's not like we're on bad terms. It's just, you know, I like I said, I really don't have a type. I'm just more, you know, I'm people person.
Did you have some feedback from people, like, you know, you put your relationship on TV, and of course I know that could be hard because, like, you already have everybody jumping in and telling you how to run your relationship. Did you have people go on there? I had read one thing about you that I was like, huh. Someone was like, oh, of course he would be the one to date a white girl. Did you ever see stuff like that where people were like, well, he's the type to date a white girl? How did you feel about reading things like that about your interracial relationship online?
Hold on one sec. This thing just fell. Like I said, at first, you know, we got on the show, and when we did it, you know, Jasmine was a fan, you know, fan of the show, and, you know, and from the way that, you know, they pitched it to us and told us everything and how we were going to do it, you know, I didn't mind how, you know, being on the show and putting it out there and stuff. And now that I see that it is, and it's a little bit different, it's a little bit different from what actually happens. So when it comes to people telling me, like, about my relationship, like, number one, like I said, like, I was living out in the valley and being around that for, and dated, like, different white women. And, you know, yeah, I've I haven't had anything to encounter, but if somebody did, you know, it's not like it would really get to me. So now it's just people that, like, actually don't even know me, that actually haven't even seen me, and are, you know, judging from an edited version of me. You know what I mean? Not like a real version of me.
I guess my question to you is, now that you're open to critique, you know, for being on a TV show and actually having just the world give all of their unsolicited opinions mm-hmm. on your relationship, do you feel like you're getting more slack for being a black man dating a white woman? Or do you think that she gets more slack for being a white woman mm-hmm. choosing to date a black man?
I would say, like, shit. I would say, like, maybe her, because.
Okay.
Because the fact that she's from Finland. She's not from here, you know what I mean? The whole, oh, she's just doing it because she's a green card. And the fact that it's interracial. So it's really, you know, like, when they talk about that, it's always the green card too. You know what I mean?
You know, that kind of gets exhausting with.
That's why we just like tune it out.
Let's be real here. Like, she's a pretty girl. So, like, I feel like y'all is a little different. Like, when we're watching the, like, Nigerian instance, we're like, you know, when you have two people that are the same age and they're attractive, like, you can understand and connect with that more. But I hear what you're saying. I am curious to know.
No, and oh, sorry, go ahead. Like I said, she was a fan of it. And, and the whole edit and how everything came out. Yeah, it's messed up. And we kind of tune it out. I'm not going to say that we didn't pay attention to it. Like, no, we did. Like, when things came out and it was aired and stuff, like, we pay attention to, you know, what people have said. But I would try to make sure that she, because I'll go to work and do my thing, and I'm trying to make sure that she's not here just looking at Reddit and seeing all that shit, because it can be crazy and it can be brutal. You know what I mean? But
I don't think that you guys actually looked too bad. The only thing that I thought made it look bad and that I wanted to ask you about was with your mom. So Mandy, there's this scene where his mom, where are you guys from in the islands?
Oh, Haiti. My mom's Haitian.
So his mom is making some kind of food. I don't know what it was, some stew chicken or whatever. And she's chopping up every onion, every pepper, all of it. And she's like, oh my God, right, Jazz? And I'm curious to know, like, how cultural differences, you know, for people that are listening that are maybe interested in dating outside of their race and things like that, like, has that been, like, hard for you? Because for me, when I date European guys, I always feel like, oh my God, this is hard. Like, I'm missing something, whether it's a relation to hip hop. And Jazz said she don't really like rap like that.
Okay. Like, so, like I said, that whole edit is jacked, because when she's doing her thing and she's working out, she listens to her little Nicki Minaj and some rap here and there, and she does her thing. So it's not like, oh, I don't like rap. And then when they say the salt and pepper thing, like, she was talking about, like, her workout food that she eats, like, when it's like a workout meal. You know what I mean? Not like what she eats on a daily basis. So it really throws you off.
Right.
Okay. You know? So
so but yes, that, and I just need to know: did she eat the picklies? Did your mama make the picklies? Oh,
fuck no! That shit is the picklies is too hot. Shit.
I don't care if it's spicy. I don't care if it's spicy.
Oh no, we gotta ask Blake. Hold on, Blake. Is so Mandy hot. Has been talking about the spaghetti that she makes. Ooh. That she swears
yes.
to
okay,
God.
Okay, I'm so glad that you're Haitian. Tell me, you have had the Haitian spaghetti with the hot dogs. And
the chopped up links.
Well, I'm gonna sit with Jazz on this one and say I'll eat my fish.
Nah, sure. she eats all of it. So the cultural difference things, like, we haven't really had a problem with it. And as far as food wise, you know what I mean. She it's real easy to eat. Like, sometimes it's mainly like me. When we go out and get something to eat, you know, she's down for anything. As far as, like, you know, like you were saying, the hip hop thing, like, music stuff, like, some things, like, yeah, like, sometimes I get into my real trap stuff, you know what I mean? And she's just over it. She's over it. But
yeah.
But when it,
I mean, I think that's common, though. Like, I remember there was a guy that came over, and he was Dominican. He was mixed, but he was mixed with Dominican. And he put on reggaeton, and I was not feeling it. I said, nigga, this is an English-speaking household. Please turn that shit the fuck off. Like, I was not here. Like, and I mean, I'm just not interested. And I don't think I would feel offended or if anyone said they didn't want to listen to reggae, you know, which comes, you know, from Jamaica. My dad's Jamaican. And it just is what it is.
Oh, they like there was a part, you know, it's like, oh, it says Jasmine doesn't like his music and blah 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 blah, this and this and that. Like I said, that's me. Okay,
right.
It's like okay, even if she didn't, like she does, you know what I mean. But even if she didn't, as far it's not just me as an artist. Like as far as the production, the stuff that goes into it, like when I'm playing my chords and my beats, like she sees all of it and she likes that. You know what I mean? But when it's the final product and people are talking about bitches and hoes and pussy this and pussy this, she's like, I don't want to hear all that. So it's like the instrument.
I mean, if I'm being real, I don't know if my boyfriend likes my podcast. He loves seeing the shows. He loves seeing what I do and the people that we affect and the touring shit. But I don't know if he's just going to pop that shit on the train, if that's really his thing, if it wasn't for me. I think that's okay. And
exactly. You know, and you know, there's going to be a topic that eventually that he's gonna listen to, you know what I mean? You know, I think it's not even topics yet.
I mean, I agree with that. Like as a creative, I mean, and just as a human being, we have, it doesn't matter our color, it doesn't matter our ethnicity, our race, like we like things differently. And even when we're with our partners, I think it's important for us to be true to who we are. So like, you know, even me, like I'm a fan of basketball. Nigga, if you end up on a team I don't like, I'm sorry, I'm not rooting for you. You know what I mean? I mean, it just is what it is.
You wouldn't root for an opposing team?
I mean, I might root for him and knowing that I'm a fan of, say, you know, I grew up in Orlando. I'm a Magic fan. If they go against the Lakers, which I know I have not liked the Lakers for years on end, I'm gonna be like, "Go Magic!" But nigga, I hope you get a double-double tonight.
Exactly. As long as that's what I'm saying. So I think a good thing to point out from that too, though, is
Like just knowing that not every couple has to blend their interests so much. And I feel like that happens a lot when someone's like, oh, like we don't like the same stuff and da 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 da. Like, I really do believe that opposites can attract. And I believe that you can show some interest in the things that your partner loves. But I really have never found it necessary. Like, you know, something I really liked about you guys that I mentioned to a friend of mine who doesn't drink is, so Blake drinks and Jazz doesn't. And it came up a few times in the show. And I'm like, I don't think that shit is that wild. Like, if I like to party, don't get me wrong, it'd be cool if you party with me, but I don't need you for it.
I drink, and a lot of my niggas don't drink. Yeah, actually are smokers. And so
they didn't even let me, and I wasn't able to even say that. Like, I smoke more, you know, and it's not like I have a problem with drinking. If I had a problem, then she could not like me doing it, but it's not like that much of a problem, you know. It's only special occasions. Same. And I'm drinking. Her birthday, we drink. Like, she was like the other, not too long ago, last month when we were out of this quarantine, she was drinking vodka straight. So, you know what I mean? Yes. That's what I said. But you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. So yeah, there's things in there, but at the same time, yeah, we don't, she doesn't like, you know, she said she doesn't like putting poison in her body. So for her, like, it's more strict. But for me, it's just, you know, special occasions, things with clients that I'm making productions for. We celebrate and that's it. I'm not blacking out. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I haven't. You know, I've done my things in college or whatever. I've partied. Yeah.
Shit. It's 4 o'clock. I done had 2 vodka sodas already.
Well, speaking of blacking out, my last question would be, how do you make sure in an interracial relationship, because I think that we all owe that due diligence, and not just being with someone white, but like even Latino or whatever, how do you make sure that you're, and what steps do you take to teach Jazz about your culture? Like, I think it's important that when I'm dating a white guy, or like, you know, making sure that they know how important being pro-black is to me. And yeah, I'm just curious, like, what things you've had to maybe teach her since you've moved here, or do you feel like it was important to talk about? Like, I had to show a dude Shaka Zulu once, the whole thing.
Okay. No, I, so what I try to do, yeah, like, I tell her things from, like, my experience, and what really helps is, like, movies or documentaries about certain things, you know, and that, I think, right there is one way of, you know, showing her, you know, because my brother lives like on Florence and Normandy, and I used to live with my brother, and those are like historical streets, like like historical streets, like where the riots, like I don't know if you remember where that I forgot his name, I'm blinking out on it, but when the riots were going on and that guy was in like in a big 18 wheeler and they grabbed him out of the car and just like hit him with a brick, like it was right there, like those streets. Anyway, so I tell her about it, you know what I mean, and the way I told her about it was just like a video clip that I was watching, like they had a documentary on it. And so it's just here and there, you know, like little by little, I'm trying not to put too much to where it's like it could be overwhelming or, you know, forgetful. But, you know, I think what really helps is just like movies and documentaries and, you know, telling her experiences that I've had, you know, like the story I told you guys about me pulled over. Like I told her that, you know, I told her plenty of stories that have happened with me and the cops and because of things that have happened. So, you know, I try to touch on every subject, you know.
We're lucky for Netflix because white people are woke now.
I was going to say, I think that's very important because even when I went to London, I was even around black men there that don't understand the plight of or the relation between black African-Americans here and the police. So knowing that she's coming from Finland where, you know, the engagement between cops and black men may not necessarily be as extreme as it is here. I think that that's definitely important to share and to talk about, just so that she can gather more of what your experience is like, you know, being here and even being out with her and how people view you. Because of course, I don't think she views you that way, but I think it's important for her to know, you know, kind of your struggle as a black man in America.
And I do let her, I let her know, you know, as much as I can. And, you know, there's like little things like depending on like which area we'll be in, I could be driving and I'll have my hat on and I'll take it off and like she'll wonder why. And then I tell her why, you know what I mean? Because like that's the kind of shit they look for, you know, it's straight up. Like even though like I don't have nothing on me, even though I'm fine, it's just I just do it just because I don't even want that problem because it's happened before. Thankfully, you know, I know dumb shit like that has happened in a long time, but it has happened before, and it's not like I'm gonna, you know, be lightly on it, you know. So if I could take the precautions, I can take the precautions, and so, you know, because it's happened multiple times, to where she was just like, "Yo, why do you keep doing that?" And then so I tell her why, you know. So,
well, at least you dated a black girl before, Blake, because I wasn't sure when you started with Calabasas. I was like,
and you know, and the ones that I've dated, they weren't from around that area. Like one wasn't, the other one wasn't. And no, the other one wasn't. Yeah, so.
But I mean, at least you had a mixed bag, though. I think, like, there are sometimes, like, serial daters, and that's when stuff gets weird, right? When it's, like, the whole fetishizing thing. But I mean, when people date for people, that's a beautiful thing. I think I'm one of those people.
Yeah, sometimes. And it.
Even though right now my boyfriend's black, I'm going through this phase where, like, I look at, like, a bunch of white guys on the street, and I'm like, ooh. So I feel guilty.
No, that's just like that's just okay. Being like people person, and it's cool because like it's not like I forget where I come from, you know what I mean? It's just like people like that have met me from being over there, they think that I only from the valley. It's like, nah, I was born in Inglewood, you know what I mean? And it's not like I left Inglewood when I was like 3. Like I left when I was at an old enough age to see the differences of where I'm living now, you know what I mean? How the difference was when I was living in LA as opposed to living in the valley. Because I was still going back and forth and being with my mom and going back to her because she owns a hair salon. So, like, sometimes I would go with her to work from Calabasas to L.A., you know. So I'm still seeing the differences between the two. So I just feel real blessed to, you know, be on that side. So as far as me being a people person, yeah, I don't think there's, like, just one strict type, you know. Oh, yeah.
That's dope. Well, I'm glad we talked about it. We're going to get into our last segment, which is our home mail. I don't know if you guys could give advice on this. I feel like maybe not for you and Jazz, but whatever. So this says, hey, ladies, you'll hear it. I'm just going to jump right into it. This may or may not be a long one, but my husband really wants to have a threesome, like really bad. I'm not scared because I do like girls and I've had threesomes before, but that was before mine and his relationship. We have 2 kids together, and since having them, I'm extremely self-conscious about him, about my body. It took me forever to get used to him seeing my body after kids. So I'm nervous about getting someone else to go down on me. My husband loves to do it. He says I smell good, taste good, all of that, but I still feel the way. And he says he knows it's because of how self-conscious I am. I don't want to do it with someone I don't know for that reason. And I'm scared of a stranger because of STDs. And if I ever build up the courage How do I start? Love the podcast. Keep up the work. Signed, finally confident, but not that confident.
First off, I done told y'all hoes I'm sending these threesome questions. Good God damn. I'm fucking fed up. Jesus Christ, we're in quarantine, so you can't have a threesome no time soon anyways. She did say she was subconscious about having a threesome with a
stranger. Really what made me
want to
bring it up, though, because I feel like for another woman, I feel like women are so much easier to have sex with than men and be comfortable about body, just personally speaking.
I actually think differently. I remember one of the threesomes that I had with a partner, me and him knew each other and he and her knew each other. And one of the first things that she actually told me was the reason she enjoyed the threesome and even had the threesome was because we were the same size. She said, had I been any smaller, there would have been an insecurity there for her. So I think also an insecurity of a woman having a better body than you, being with another woman necessarily doesn't bring more comfort because now you're comparing your breast to her breast, her vagina to your vagina. I actually think there's more pressure with bringing another woman into the bedroom if you're already insecure with yourself, specifically because now if your partner shows her any more attention, that insecurity is going to go into your head about, does he like something on her more than me? I think the idea of bringing another partner into the bedroom, specifically another woman, when you're insecure with how you look is something that you have to get comfortable with yourself way before you think bringing in another woman is going to change the comfortability that you have with your body. And unfortunately, even the only way, and this is going to be super shitty to say, but the only way for her to have a threesome where she does feel comfortable is to have a threesome with someone that she thinks she looks better than. So maybe someone with a worse body or someone that isn't as cute as her. So then she feels better about her fucking self. But then is the guy going to enjoy that?
I was going to say the reason that it only makes me feel better with women is because, for example, like I feel like even as a teenager, right? Locker rooms, things like that. I've generally been my gynecologist. I've generally been more comfortable naked in front of women than men. Right. Just thinking of like historically speaking, the competitive aspect, though, that Mandy's talking about, obviously that happens. Right. To me, in my head, I think what you have to always remember in having a threesome, especially with someone that you haven't had a long relationship with, is everyone that's new to them, new pussy is always an exciting thing. So it's not like she's that much better than you. It's just new. So I think just keeping in mind that, like, I think for the most part, women are better about each other. Like, I've seen men treat women worse than women treating women. Women are still shitty to women sometimes, but as far as talking on the internet, you know, there's something I read recently where it said, when men don't like a woman's body, all they do is talk about it. When women don't like the way a man looks, they're just like, okay, and they pass it on. But men are constantly talking about women's bodies. And I think that that might be a part of the thing that's in her head, too. This is going to sound fucked up. Mandy said, sleep with someone that is not as cute as you. I'm going to be real with you. I think that you need to just work to wherever you feel like will be some progress for you. Then go fuck. Like, I'm going to be totally honest here. Like, a few months ago when my IT band was fucked up, some of you guys remember this, I hated being naked. I hated putting on a bathing suit. And I had to get to this point where I started to feel better again. If you're not working on it actively, even if you lose 5 pounds, you're going to feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've got to do something that is making you feel like you're making change to your body. And if you are, because if that's the reason you don't like your body, not saying that you shouldn't love it the way it is, but if you want to be a different size, girl, quarantine the perfect time. Become a diet expert, download Noom, track that shit. And the second that you out this motherfucker, get on the apps, put on a little whatever, a little teddy. If you need to cover the fupa, by the time y'all meet the chick anyway, you're going to lose it. I'm telling you, just give it a goal. Don't be that scared. If you're not scared to eat pussy, you should not be scared about your stomach. Like, seriously. I feel like that is the biggest hump to get over. And she mentioned nothing about being jealous about him and another woman. That's like step one for every girl in a threesome. They're always talking about the other woman. You didn't even say that. So that's a great sign. So your worries are probably the best of them because the fat will go away. But like the jealousy won't. Bitches have that shit forever and ever and ever. And it's always a fucking problem. You're in a good place.
That makes sense.
What you think, Blake?
Man, so I don't know. if she's feeling uncomfortable, you know what I mean, with herself, I would just say, like you said, it's something that can go away. Like, she's in the right place, like you said. I'd even, until you brought it out, that makes perfect sense. Because I was just going to say, you know, as long as she gets to the point to where she feels comfortable, then yeah, you know, then I would say go for it. But, and at the same time, what Mandy said, I would say, like, get someone that doesn't look as good as you, but, like, don't make it obvious. Don't pick someone that's obviously way different, you know. Then you're gonna know. Then he's gonna know. But yeah, he's gonna know. He's gonna know. Like, what?
But you also want it to be a thing for the both of you. But I mean, having kids,
but yeah,
is such a
I was
big
gonna say
deal.
The kid,
like,
thing.
Everybody...
I don't know how. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to put my. Yeah,
right,
I'm trying to
I
put myself.
Relate.
I can't. I don't have kids. And I've never even had a threesome either.
No,
so.
I mean, though, that's what she's saying. Changed her body.
Yeah,
I'm assuming, but girl, look, they looking at your pussy, not the stretch marks at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I'm being real with you, but I still think that you've just got to work on your body, because I don't think gotcha. Women can get over that. I don't think there's any encouraging words that we can give someone until they feel like they're making steps to where they want to look. Mm-hmm. You know, I have friends that are big girls that don't give a fuck about losing weight, so they don't talk about shit like this. But if it's in your mind that you're not perfect the way you are,
yeah,
do what you got to do to get some new pussy, girl.
Makes
all
sense.
Right, Blake, I'm so glad we had you on. I want you to drop. I'm sorry I didn't call you Hollow.
It's okay.
This whole time, but I've watched you for a month and a half calling you Blake. So drop all that you need to drop. Tell people where to find you. We want to hear all of it. What are you working on?
YouTube channel. You can find our YouTube channel, Blake and Jasmine Reality Reels. We got about like 12 videos up there. You know, we did... We uploaded a live that she did the other day, and people were asking her questions, so you can check that out. You can see we got our cat. You know, I was doing just, like, daily stuff now that we're in this quarantine thing, so it's kind of like quarantine edition right now.
Get that money.
Yeah, right? And so you can find me at Hollow Brooks. You know, Jasmine, she's on at Jasmine Anil. What else we got going? Suprata Records is the label that I started with my boy. You can find us Suprata Records. And yeah, we've just been cooking up, making some stuff, and I'm probably going to eat right now and start to get into it.
All right,
thank
dope.
You.
We're going to post those links at the bottom.
Yeah,
and before we get out here, I guess when Jazz was on, I didn't want to start the episode intense by any, you know, because this is my first time, I guess, meeting you, even though it's, you know, and Jazz joined us in the beginning. So I didn't want to start the episode, you know, too wild, but I did want to sit here and say, just because I think it's our responsibility with this platform to voice what's been going on. If you guys aren't up to date with everything that's been going on, one of our past guests on our episode have pretty much, you know, it's come to the light that he has been acting in a predatory way to not only some of our fellow friends, but so many other women. And I just want to sit here and say that I am not in any way supporting anyone who is a predator of anyone. Whether he's a rapist, whether he coerced women, whether he abused his power as a means to gain access to a woman's body. It's really, you know, it's really unfortunate. I was on the phone a lot yesterday with a lot of people involved, and I feel like I have lost someone as an acquaintance. I wouldn't say a full-blown friend, because reading the stories, I 100% believe every woman, just because I have my own experience with this person. And although I did not publicly come out, I have confided in people who are victims of his actions. And so, again, I know we've had this person as a guest on our show. We've partied with this person. We have photos with this individual. I just wanted to be responsible and use our platform to let everyone know that it is your responsibility to also hold the people in your immediate circles accountable for their actions. So ladies and gentlemen, if you know that any of your friends are out here doing things that are inappropriate, more so specifically putting women in harm or making women feel uncomfortable, I definitely think that it is your job as a friend, as a brother, as a sister, as a cousin, to hold those people accountable for their actions. So again, I want to let you know that, speaking for myself, I am no longer friends or in association with that individual.
Oh.
But also for everyone who has been on the receiving end of that person's actions, or anyone over time in your life where you felt uncomfortable with a man, I appreciate you guys sticking up. And like I said, so this, what happened in my instance with him, I checked him for it. And I told him, like, damn, I thought we were better than that. Or it was to where I felt uncomfortable and checked him for it. But in no point in time did it cross my mind that, damn, he's probably doing this to other people. Or, damn, you know, it just never crossed my mind. So just knowing that if you've come into an uncomfortable place with someone, even if you check them, even if you tell them they're wrong, just to kind of maybe remove yourself, but also to let other people know that this is happening is important. Because although I checked him, I didn't think that people around me would have been affected by his actions in the same manner. And so, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got that out.
Well,
again,
I'm glad you did. I can't share your sentiments about that happening to me, but I'm really glad you shared that. I'm grateful for it. I think that what we read is very important, because a year ago, I don't know if you remember, Blake, when Aziz Ansari had a situation where a girl was in his home and he was forceful. It was very easy for everybody to jump down his throat because he wasn't someone that was a part of our community. And I was very hurt to see men being defensive of this person and women, mainly because, no, me walking into your apartment doesn't mean I owe you my body. And I appreciate, you know, just everybody that is in allegiance together with those women and people that know they may have something to lose by going against him by saying that, because, I mean, it's gross. And I still say to this day, and if you refer back to that episode when I remember the day, I think that these women being in spaces with men don't mean that they owe anything to anyone. And we are always and constantly trained to almost face backlash. And it's the ones to blame just because men treat us like shit. Right? It's like,
I
don't want to give any excuse to it. Just please let me sit in my thoughts.
That's fine.
I'm speaking for myself. Women do not deserve blame for being in a space. If a dude is acting wild and violating you and touching you when they don't need to be touching you, just because you are somewhere doesn't mean you deserve it. And I want to thank everybody for being able to talk about it, you know, including you, Mandy, especially, that is somebody that's a public figure, because people never expect public figures to talk out about things. So I think it's great that we are talking about it. I don't know if you even have an idea.
No,
we're talking about, Blake.
I'm not sure if you know. I mean, I'm not talking. I don't know the person that Mandy is talking about, but obviously I know, you know, the subject of what you guys are talking about. But I think it's fucked up too, because like sometimes when people do speak about it or bring it up, you know, there's people that like deny it without knowing that person or knowing anything. You know, there's one person that I don't know, I think it was a few days ago, some person brought it out about another public figure, and I guess she brought it out like through a TikTok video or something like that, and people were just like, oh, well, she brought it out like this way, this like right there. I'm not even going to like pay attention to it. Like, you lost me at that. And it's just like, all right, well, they never even like looked into it or to, you know, see any further or see who this person is to before they even wrote that and said that about this person. But it comes to find out like people on Reddit is talking about this person. There's like multiple girls talking about this same guy. So it's like,
right.
And that's what happens.
I mean, shit, it just happened on our show.
And it's fucked up because like, it's fucked up because that first that initial comment is like, oh yeah, I'm not even going to pay attention because you put it out this way. It doesn't matter how the person put it out. The person put it out. You know what I mean? It doesn't yeah. matter. They put it out.
I was conflicted actually just now with you know, I saw someone saying that they knew this thing for a while and they were waiting for someone to expose him, and people were like, well, why didn't you just say his name? And I'll be honest, I was just thinking about saying it until I realized we'd get sued for slander.
Oh yeah, no. There's a reason why I didn't say his name. I went on live also earlier to talk about it, and they're like, well, why won't you just say his name? And I'm like, well, his name is all in the comments. I'm saying everyone is writing his name in the comments. You can see the name right there. There's no need for the name to come straight out of my mouth. But yeah, like I said, it was, you know, to a place where, you know, I'm still getting stories sent to my DM for women that have, again, been on the receiving end of his actions. And I also have friends who have been intimate with him by choice, and us having those conversations to where even though they made the choice to be intimate with him, there are still other things that he did aggressively. And so, I mean, like I said, God, I just wanted to speak out about, about that. And I know, you know, many people maybe, you know, hold us definitely to a higher standard in bringing these conversations to light. So I just want everyone to know that that person has been unfollowed by me. Again, I am speaking for myself, that I am no longer associating with that individual, but also to all the women who have reached out to me, to people I've had private conversations with. Just know that this has been definitely a matter taken serious. And a lot of his friends now are definitely holding him accountable, and it's a really rough situation. The same way, you know, y'all know I don't like Nicki Minaj, but her brother was, you know, out here being accused of something that she wanted to look past because that was her brother. And a lot of these people are finding the difficulty in holding this man accountable for his actions because they're friends. This man is still someone's son, someone's brother, someone's best friend, someone's lying brother. And so just know that it does become difficult when it's the people closest to you being accused with something so heinous. But yeah, before it's we a got hard out of place here, too. I know
protecting black men is important to us, and protecting black women, the most disrespected in America, is also what I'm in the business for all day, every day. And I know it's hard because, you know, we have to make that choice, but it is what it is. We need to call people out when they're wrongs. But on a lighter note, Blake and Jazz, if you want to have some fun on Cinco de Mayo, drum roll, Mandy and I are going to go on our Patreon again live. So last time we did it, you guys, we had 100 people because it capped at 100, and we basically went on there and we did our whole episode live on the feed, and it was fun as fuck. Someone showed a titty at the end. I missed it. But we have lifted our Zoom cap as much as we can for right now, so it's 250, and I'm hoping we can manage that. But I am really looking forward to meeting some more of you guys. I only picked Cinco de Mayo because I'm a lover of tequila, and maybe you'll drink, because what did you say, birthdays and special occasions?
Yeah, I got some stuff
right now. Well, you live in Mexico.
Yeah, I got
Mexico.
Some stuff right now, so yeah, we're good.
All right, cool. So you guys, if you aren't patrons yet, join patreon.com/horribledecisions. There's 60 bonus episodes on there, and you'll also be on the receiving end of the link to our Zoom with the password. And I'm going to send it.
That is Cinco de Mayo. Five.
Send it to an invite. I don't have it.
All right, guys, you're going to enjoy a 5-minute clip of our last Patreon episode, and we will see you tomorrow night. Cinco de Mayo. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bitch. I ain't even going to bleep that out.
That's that bonus shit, though. That's the kind of stuff you got to give the fans for bonus.
So you just letting them know that he ain't using enemas out here? You ain't shit. He need to clean the booty before there's some booty play going on. Whoa. Okay, guys. It's bonus, bitch.
I am Medina Monroe, and I am a nasty bitch.
There you go. So we are going to get into the icebreaker. And for the icebreaker, I came up with a game. Fuck that. Ooh. This is a game never played before, and I don't even know how I came up with it, but the name of this game is A Nice Way to Say. So, for this game, Medina, I am going to give you some scenarios that a lot of us maybe have or have not came across, and you need to let me know what is a nice way to say these things. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this is a great game to play with me.
What is a nice way to say that your partner has a stench down there? Right?
Why did I think these were going to be easy? Why did I think that?
So he comes in. And you know, you're horny. Y'all been texting, sexting all day, and you was ready to put him in your mouth. And when you go down there, something just doesn't smell right. How do you let your partner know it's not smelling right down there?
Okay. And I'm doing this in a nice way. I would be down there and I wouldn't be doing anything. Like, I would just be down there and I would wait for him to say, what's wrong? And then I would look up and be like, something's just a little bit off. I'm not sure what it is, but maybe we both need to go to the bathroom and check ourselves.
Not both of us go to the bathroom and check ourselves.
Yeah, because it makes it feel better when, like, we're making this a wee thing.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if we need to check ourselves is a nice way. I was thinking, let's just, babe, let's get excited. You know, let's go in the shower. Let's spice it up a little bit. That would be nice.
So you don't want him to actually know he stinks. See, I want you to know something's off. Like, normally when it's a little, and depending on what that stench is, if it's smelling a little fishy, because here's the thing, niggas only think bitches can smell like fish, but dicks can smell like fish too, especially if you're not circumcised.
Okay, see, and I'm not going to lie, I hate the turtleneck on the peen, so I don't really deal with many turtlenecks. So wait, you've had men that smelt like fish?
I've had one man that he wasn't circumcised. A lot of Canadians aren't circumcised.
I think that's a foreign thing. At least, yeah.
I think it's like a thing. Yeah, and so if you don't clean it good, it gets that fishy smell. And I think it's because, like, maybe you have some type of infection.
Did you not think that maybe he had just got done fucking a girl?
No, because I rolled it back.
That is, okay. See, you are really nasty.
But I didn't do it. We didn't have sex. I was just kind of like, I started my period. You know, that's always like a good, that's always a good segue out.
Bitch, I ain't gonna lie. I'd have put a tampon in my puss when I wasn't bleeding just because niggas be liking to see a string. And I'd be like,
yeah, when you start,
see, there's a string hanging. What are you doing?
Or they'll be like, let me feel. I'd be like, there, it's right there. I'm on it. We be lying.
Like hell, bitch. Okay.
But yeah, girl, I would make it a wee thing. I'd be like, let's go to the bathroom and check ourselves.
So the next thing is, I would love how you get out of this one. What is a nice way to say your partner sucks at giving head?
And that has happened.
And
a
what
lot.
Do you say?
I hate to say it. I'm going to say the nice thing, but I typically don't say anything. I just pull their chin up so that they stop and just come up and kiss me. But if I had to actually use my words to say this doesn't feel good, I'd be like, baby, can you spit on it a little bit? Make it wetter. I would start to just guide them into what I want them to do. I like wet head.
Okay.
And to me, the only way the pussy is not eaten right is if you're like cat licking
it. Or
if
you're gnawing at
rough.
It.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all know I don't even like head like that, but I mean, I'll let him go down there just to, we're having oral. But then I'd be just be,
man,
well, I don't really like head like that.
So even if you're having sex with a woman, you don't want her to eat your pussy?
Nah, like even when me and Drea fucked, she did some things with her fingers, bitch. I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like, she made
but
me.
Like,
so even when I fuck with a girl, I'm cool on head. So like we got.
Why?
Because I come off penetration. I mean, I've shared this on the show so many times. Like that's why I felt like every time I was fucking 24/7, like, I came. Like, he fucked the shit. Like, I come off dick. I come, which is why I know I'm not 100% gay. Like,
so do you eat pussy?
I love eating. I love sucking dick and I love giving head. So I love giving it. I get wet by giving and pleasing.